USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden is expected to reinstate several travel restrictions Monday to try and control the spread of COVID-19. The restrictions were lifted by President Trump a week ago, with Biden's transitional team saying he would reinstate them later that day. Non-U.S. citizens who have been in Brazil, Ireland, the U.K., and much of Europe will be included in those restrictions, along with those who have recently traveled to South Africa, over concerns over a new coronavirus variant identified there. Teachers in Chicago's public schools have voted against going back to in-person classes. The Chicago Teachers Union announced the vote Sunday as students were set to head back to class on February 1st. The teachers voted to wait to return to in-class instruction until more COVID vaccinations were available, citing safety concerns around increased infection possibilities. The school district said it went ahead with announcing its plan to reopen following recommendations from Illinois' Public Health Department. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
President Biden unveiled his plan to combat COVID-19 last week, including reaffirming his promise to get 100 million doses of vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that goal should be looked at as a floor and not a ceiling, telling CBS's Face the Nation that it will still be a challenge to achieve.
I still think that that challenge is really, first of all, it's going to be a floor, not a ceiling. It's not going to be easy to do that. I think there is this misperception out there, Margaret, because we've hit 1 million a day for a couple of days, that when we get out into the community, it's going to be really easy to do that. That's not the case. It is going to be a challenge. I think it was a reasonable goal that was set. We always want to do better than the goal you've set, but it is really a floor and not a ceiling. The most important thing, the message that gets lost in this back and forth, Margaret, is that we've got to vaccinate as many people as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
While more Republicans have stood up to oppose an impeachment trial for former President Trump, not everyone feels the same way. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
With a growing number of Republican senators voicing their opposition, the chances of former President Donald Trump being convicted are slimmer. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says no matter what, there should be a trial.
Well, we're certainly going to have a trial. I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, you know, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice.
Senator Romney speaking on Fox News Sunday. The trial is set to begin the week of February 8th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Miami Heat will welcome a limited number of fans back into their arena this week with a unique layer of coronavirus protection in place. The NBA squad will use coronavirus sniffing dogs at American Airlines Arena to screen fans for this Thursday's game against the LA Clippers. The specially trained dogs have already been used in several airports in recent months, with a recent study showing the dogs can be up to 94% accurate when it comes to detecting that someone is infected with coronavirus. The Heat plan to keep capacity under 2,000 fans for the time being, in a building that normally seats more than 19,000 for basketball games. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.